This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. We will learn the 2nd to 5th Mishnayos, 9th chapter of Mishnah Sota. Mishnah Bet gives us exceptions where a corpse is found, but right, between the cities, but the Egla Arufa is not, I would say, brought or killed. Nimtza tamun begal, o taloi be'ilan, o tzafal pnei hamayim, lo hayu orphan. If you found the corpse buried under a pile of rocks, or hung from a tree, or floating on the water, you don't break the neck, you don't do the Egla Rufa ceremony. Shinemar, right, Torah says, ba'adama, on the land, velo tamun begal, not hidden under a pile. Right, no fell, fallen, and not hung on a tree, velo taloi be'ilan, has to be basaden, a field, i.e. on land, velo tzaf al pnei hamayim, not floating on the water. Okay. Nimtza samoch l'sfar, if you found that corpse next to the border, or the ir sheruba nachrim, or next to a city of majority non-Jews, or the ir she'ein ba beitin, lo hayu orphan. In any of those three cases, you would also not, there's no Egla Arufa ceremony. The Kahati explains, right, next to a border, on the other side of the border is non-Jews, so you assume that the murderer is from that, you know, city of majority non-Jews. It has to be that it is, right, that you found it, you're not sure who did the killing, and in those cases they assumed that they knew in general who was doing the killing, right? With a city without a Beit Din, you need the Beit Din to come and participate. Right, and ein modedin ela meir sheyesh ba beitin. You don't measure, right? You only measure from a city where there is a beitin. So that's a slight corrective, says the Kahati on the last line. Right, if it's the city does not, it doesn't mean you don't necessarily do the Egla Rufa ceremony. It means you find a different city and you measure from there. Nimtza mechuvan ben shtei ayara. Let's say you hit it dead in the middle between the two cities, right? It's the one where the corpse is closer to the city has to come and do the Egla Arufa. What happens if it's right in the middle, right? Exactly equidistant? So Mishnah says shtehen mevios shtei agalos. So each one has to bring this calf. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So say Rabbi Eliezer. The Kahati notes that that is actually not the accepted halachic position. Not that we ever practiced this today. But that they would, accepted practice would be that the two cities would actually join together and do one Egla Arufa ceremony. Right? They combine, they go in together, and only do one. Ve'en Yerushalayim mevia Egla Arufa. Right? If it's closest to Yerushalayim, there is no Egla Arufa because it has to be, right, the land that's given to you, and Yerushalayim is not, right, Nischalka L'Shvatim, it's not given to any of the tribes. It belongs to all of, you know, all the people of Israel. Mishnah Gimel, Kahati says, actually, we take a little break from the laws of Egla Arufa, and we're really talking about the halacha that a mace, that somebody who has died, is kone mekomo, acquires that place for burial. So Mishnah Gimel, third Mishnah, addresses a case where the head and the body are in slightly different places. Right? Nimtza rosha b'makom echad, v'gufa b'makom achar. So the poor guy got beheaded, and his head rolled, or his body rolled, which really is the question in our Mishnah. Right? Which one is the place of death, and that's the place where the corpse will acquire for burial. So molichan harosh etzel haguf divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, you behead somebody, the body drops there, and the head rolls away. So you bring the head back to the body, you bury him there. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Rabbi Akiva omer haguf etzel harosh. You bring the body back to the head. Right? You behead the guy, the head falls there, then the body moved. I guess that's probably not something you want to experiment with. Probably a bad idea, but that's the argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah Dala, we return to the laws of Egla Arufa. Ma'ayin hayumodidin. From what part of the body do they measure? Now, you would imagine that in most cases it doesn't really make a difference, but still a fascinating Mishnah in terms of, hey, I guess in some cases you really could get that close. The other question is, right, what's the essential part of the body? So that's an interesting discussion. Right, primarily that discussion comes up in, you know, how do we define death? But here it's a similar discussion, although obviously in the context of Egla Rufa, not in defining death. Ma'ayin hayumodidin, from where would you measure? So Rabbi Elazar Omer mitiburo, right, from the navel, from the guts, because that's the, right, it's where you process your food, is what keeps you alive, it's the center of your body. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Akiva says, michotmo. Right? Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's from the nose, because that's where you breathe from. Right? So we can tell if you're still breathing. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, mimakom shena'aseh chalal. Right? It's actually from the place where you were made a corpse, i.e. mitzavaro, from the neck. Right? They break your neck, they cut off your head. I guess you can become a corpse from another place in your body, but that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. For the most part, you die at the neck. We measure from the neck. Okay, Mishnah Hey. So, Niftaru Zikne Yerushalayim B'Halchulahen. So, seems that the job of the elders was the measurement. So they leave, right? They do the measurement, and they go home. Right. Well, obviously, once they do the measurement, so they're telling you which city. That then Zikne Osa Ha'ir, the elders of that city, Mevien Eglas Bakar, right? They bring a calf, Asher Lo Ubad Ba, Asher Lo Mashcha Ba'ol, that was never worked, that never had a yoke. Right, that's what the Torah says. Ve'ein Hamum Posel Ba, right? There's no disqualification of, blemishes. This is not a sacrifice. This is going to be a broken-necked animal, not a sacrifice. Umoridin osola nachal etan. You bring it down to nachal etan, which the Kati again says is not a specific place, but it is a description. The etan kimashmao kashe. It's a hard wadi. It's a hard river. Afal pisha enok etan kashe. Even if it's not a ma'akev, as we say. It's not critical. Even if it's not hard, it's still valid. They take a hatchet and they break the neck of that calf from behind. Right? Watch out, Pita. They're coming for us. You're not allowed to work that spot. You cannot plant. You cannot work it ever again. That spot is no longer able to be worked. But the Mishnah says, Mutar Lisrok Sham Pishtan, you can comb flax. Ulanakir Sham Avanim, you can chisel rocks. You can't work the ground itself. You may perform work on that spot above the ground, unrelated to the ground, but the ground itself, where that calf is beheaded, may not be worked. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.